In Iraq, the U.S. military is engaged in its largest rotation of troops since the Second World War. More than 200,000 U.S. servicemen and women are involved. Now, some of the departing troops share their thoughts about fighting a war and trying to rebuild a country.
My name is Lieutenant Colonel Joe Rice. I'm a reserve civil affairs officer. I'm
Sergeant John Armstrong, 22 years old. Been up here in Bakuba for middle of May. We got up here.
My name is Eric Peterson, a major with the 422 Civil Affairs Battalion.
My name is Captain Davina French from the North Dakota National Guard.
My full name is Aljo Garvey, Sergeant. I'm 24. I'm originally from El Paso, Texas. When we were first coming into Iraq in the convoy and just seeing all the kids coming to our vehicles and asking us for food, money, water. And I remember this one kid coming. He had a big cut on his foot, and me and myself being a medic, I rendered first aid, and that's never gonna, you know, I'm never gonna forget that. As soon as we roll into Iraq, I actually get to do my job as a medic and treat this little boy, and he thanked me, and he kissed me on the cheek, and I didn't know what he said, but I'm pretty sure it was good.
When you come over here, you believe that you're gonna make a difference.
There's like 20 or so schools, and every patrol day we'll swing by them, and you know, we taking estimates to start rebuilding the schools, you know, putting windows in, chalkboards, desks, redoing the plumbing and everything.
You live in your protective area, your protective trailer, your protective tent, and you gotta go outside the wire. And when you're on that adventure to get to where you're going, the soldier is the combatant. And you're looking left and you're looking right and you're looking not to get blown up. And then as soon as you arrive at that place, that destination of where you do your job, where you try to help the people, then everybody turns into a business person. You spend 2 or 3 hours smiling and joking and shaking hands and asking how their families are. You walk out the door, get in your vehicle, drive through the town again. They throw rocks at you, and you become a combatant in a matter of seconds again, looking for the perceived bad guy who looks just like the person you just left at the last place, who was the good guy.
We heard a loud boom, and we thought nothing of it, since we hear a lot of outgoing rounds from the 367 artillery guys. But after a few minutes, there was chaos in the hallways. You know, they were saying that, you know, we've been mortared. We had 8 casualties that day, which 2 of them didn't make it.
It becomes so routine, and then just, you know, stuff that you just don't want to hear anymore, or you don't want to remember anymore. Like the car bomb that went off at the police station about a month and a half ago. When we pulled up, there was about 4 or 5 groups of people walking around just picking up body parts. And they opened this blanket, and it looked like hamburger.
Of course I want to go home. I think like most everybody else here, we want to go back and resume our lives and our families and our jobs. And, you know, I would like to see some things through and just kind of be with them as they kind of continue on their own way and get across the sovereignty finish line and then the other races that are going to have to be run after that.
You get over in the country and you have a honeymoon stage for about 30 days. And the Iraqis love you and they cheer for you in the streets and they wave at you when you drive by. And then there was a big turn, as everybody knows, to absolutely terrible security problems, to the IEDs, the bombings, the drive-by shootings, and all of a sudden you become a target.
You know, some of the people who we've known, both coalition and Iraqis, have died for this. So it's got to work.
I'm really not going to be able to assess this year for myself until I'm probably another year gone from it. A lot of the work that my team and I have done here is unfinished. A year down the road, if we see that that work has continued and we've had positive results, then I'll know that my time here and you know, my team's sacrifice away from their families was for something good. But if a year down the road, you know, things have devolved into chaos and entropy, then, you know, it's going to be like, what the hell did we go over for?
Voices of some U.S. troops who are about to leave Iraq, compiled by NPR's Emily Harris.